Your brain cannot tell the difference between a story and reality, not fully. When you follow a character through danger, grief, or betrayal, your social cognitive machinery fires as though the threat is real. That is not a metaphor. Research confirms that understanding a story requires readers to infer what characters know, believe, want, and feel, and those inferences engage the same mental tools we use to navigate actual human relationships: theory of mind, empathy, perspective taking. Stories are not entertainment layered on top of survival. They may be survival itself. Think of a fire, not a metaphor for inspiration, an actual fire, the kind that gathered people in the dark. Around that fire, someone described a predator's behavior, a rival group's movements, a betrayal within the tribe. The listener's nervous system responded. It rehearsed. That is the core function researchers have identified. Narrative fiction operates as a simulation of social experience, representing relationships, motives, emotions, and conflicts in a form the mind can practice against. For example, a story about a deceiver teaches you to recognize deception without paying the real-world cost of being deceived. The story is a map. The territory is other people. Now, here is where it gets interesting for you, Linda. The simulation is not passive. When you read or hear a narrative, you are not simply receiving information. You are constructing a model of another mind. Researchers describe this as mentalization, interpreting your own and other people's actions by connecting behavior to motive, emotion, and context. Stories demand this constantly. A narrative mindset encourages people to interpret social information within a coherent story rather than as isolated facts. That means a character's strange choice becomes intelligible once you understand their fear. An enemy becomes a person once you understand their wound. This is not soft thinking. It is sophisticated social cognition running at full speed. And the key idea is that this capacity transfers. Writing a narrative from another person's perspective has been shown in experimental research to increase perspective taking and empathy toward that person. The story does not just reflect understanding, it builds it. The social benefits are real, but they are not automatic, and that matters. A meta-analysis in developmental research found a small positive effect of fiction reading on social cognition, small but consistent. The effects depend on the narrative's content, the reader's engagement, and the surrounding discussion or context. Children's narrative fiction, for instance, can support socio-moral development by providing situations that require perspective-taking, emotional concern, and reasoning about conflicting interests. That means the story has to do real work. It has to put a character in genuine tension. It has to make the listener care. Stories attract attention, evoke emotion, and shape moral judgments because audiences become involved with characters and their situations, not because they were told to care, but because the narrative structure pulls them in. Remember, the emotional response a story produces should not be confused with guaranteed behavioral change. The research is promising. It is not uniform. Linda, here is the takeaway that anchors everything in this course. Storytelling is not a cultural ornament. It is an evolutionary adaptation. Narratives preserve and transmit knowledge about social relationships, norms, dangers, values, and possible courses of action. They help people organize experiences, interpret events, and construct meaning from what happens to them. They turn abstract social threats into something centered on a particular person, making motives, vulnerability, and consequences easier to imagine and therefore easier to prepare for. A story can show not just what happened, but what an event meant to someone involved. That is a different kind of knowledge. It is knowledge you can feel your way through. Across oral accounts, novels, films, plays, and digital personal stories, the mechanism is the same. One mind reaches into another through a sequence of events arranged to mean something. We tell stories because we are social animals, navigating an unpredictable social world. And the story, Linda, is how we practice being human before the stakes are real.